I popped in, introduced myself, and I've been here ever since.
Yeah, I've been here for about 6.5 years now, since I was 14 years old.
It changed my life.
I'm Aisha Davla and I'm 21, near 22. I was born in Kent, in Ashford, and I grew up in Spain with my granddad and my mum and my dad and my sister. I've got a twin sister. And then we moved over to Brighton, to Whitehawk, when I was about 6, and went to school in Whitehawk. Here I've got 5 A-levels, so I've been studying since I left school about 5 years ago. I wanted to join the army before I had my daughter, but I can't join the army now because of that. But I think they're hoping, like, looking for ways I can join, but other than that, I want to be a police officer in a few years.
My name's Daniel Scott, I'm 22. I was born and raised in Brighton. I live with my mum, my dad, my sister, my 2 dogs. I work for Brighton Hove Albion Football Club as a steward. I do security and stewarding with an agency called Select. I do security for a church, and I'm stewarding and security at the Brighton Centre.
My name is Maris, and I'm 23 years old. So I was age 18, just 18, when I moved to UK. I was living, well, when I came to UK, obviously I got a job pretty much immediately, but I couldn't afford to live on my own, so I rented with another guy who also is Latvian for 2 years. He was very kind of personality, he wouldn't really want to be mixed. He's very stereotypical Russian kind of personality, and drinking and a lot of kind of racism and things like that I didn't like to hear, because I was very open-minded of, you know, I love equal life and things like that. And get to the point, I got very depressed because of him, and a lot of drugs were involved, cocaine and weed. And eventually, obviously, got to the point when I had insomnia, so I didn't sleep, and I lost a job because of that, and eventually I couldn't afford to pay rent. And yeah, that was basically a chain reaction, losing a job, no money, got homeless. I didn't ask for help from him because the guy was just awful. He would probably get me in a debt or divorce. So I became very homeless. I felt very good when I had the chance to leave that house. So I wasn't upset that I'm homeless. I was actually kind of more relaxed. Then obviously reality kind of kicked in with them being homeless on streets. That was kind of awful. But very quickly I was housed by, well, night shelter. Between night shelter, a little bit streets, and being housed, that's the point when I actually heard about YPC.
In, introduced myself, and I've been here ever since. Two, 3 years ago. So I've been here for a while. Friendship, company, socialising, getting involved with different activities, learning to cook, a bit of everything really. So if you're new here, you get a free meal. Yeah, and if you do help out cooking or wash up, you get a free meal. Yeah, I really like it. And we've got a sexual health room here as well. So if you've got any problems with that, just talk to a member of staff.
You walk in and say, can I attend drop-in? Then sign a referral form, then someone shows you around. And then that's it, you're here. Then we're all really welcome, so welcome in.
Yeah, because I've met different kinds of people. And I'm not really used to that. But I'm glad I have, because it's better for me now.
It changed my life because, I mean, housing was one thing, obviously secure place, but it didn't mean I was cured. There was a lot of depression involved and anxiety and mistrust in people, because I lived either in night shelter, which is another scenario of my friend, which I lived before. So I didn't move from that chaotic place, and I'm very OCD about things. So being in this chaotic, completely unorganized place with such a brutality, drug abuse, obviously things need help. So coming here, having those couple hours, 9 hours, 8 hours a week, the place is a safe place when I can do my washing, have a shower and talk to people, was just improved my life. I had more confidence, because obviously in that transaction I lost a lot of confidence. But from the day one, being here, confidence immediately boosted up, and people were very welcoming. Got counselor sessions here. People, staff members, very helpful.
Walk in, say hello to everyone, make a cup of tea or coffee, but I don't drink tea or coffee, so it'd be a juice, and then play a game, go on the computer, go on Facebook, then have some dinner, then normally do a quiz or an activity, arts and crafts, normally the quizzes are my favourites. My general knowledge is getting better. And then just chat, then say goodbye. That's it.
Knowing that there's a place that you're welcomed, no matter your sexuality, your race, your color, nothing. You know you can come here and there won't be any bullying, abuse, or any kind of behavior you wouldn't dislike. You're welcomed, you're warm, safe place. Even if it's a few hours a week, that's all you need to have that safe place. Because I'm a very resilient person, so I recover quickly. So if I had a bad week, coming here will kind of help me to, you know, get back on my feet quicker, because, you know, relaxed, socializing. So knowing the fact the place exists and such an atmosphere, I think is the best thing.